From the beginning of recorded time, the story of mankind is that of the haves and the have-nots. Within this story, there have always been natural and man-made disasters, which have magnified the plight of the have-nots and have expanded their numbers as a result. Lacking basic human needs and necessities, human life has experienced extreme suffering. To some extent, many societies through the years have tried to help those in need, but too often they have been overwhelmed by the need or just lack the will to do so. In many cases, man just did not have the technology and the resources to do much to alleviate the problem, even if there was the will to meet the challenges. In all too many instances, governments, nations, societies, and kingdoms have failed because of the wide disparage between the haves and the have-nots, resulting in extreme human suffering. Sadly, this is very much the state of the world today. Even with our advanced technology, 821 million or 1 in 10 people throughout the world cannot access food. It must be noted also that even with the extreme wealth within the world's population, 736 million men, women, and children live on less than $1.90 per day. This is 10% of the world's population. It has been reported that last year, 26 people owned the same as the 3.8 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. This leads one to believe, if it wouldn't be for extreme greed, much of the world's poverty and hunger could be solved. But this is not the case. The statistics remain alarming. 10 million children die each year from preventable poverty-related malnutrition, hunger, health issues. An estimated 17 million children 105 years old suffer from severe malnutrition. Today, more than 820 million people will go to bed hungry. Tragically, after making steady progress and reaching a low of 775 million people suffering from hunger, that was in 2014, this number has again risen by 2018 to 820 million people. The conflicts of wars of man's making are the cause of nearly half of the hunger-related problems. Nevertheless, regardless of the cause, people are suffering and dying needlessly because of the poverty-related issues such as hunger, lack of clean drinking water, and poor sanitation, and insufficient or non-existent medical treatments. (Clears throat) United States, 39.7 million people live in poverty with an income below $25,000, with over 40 million who are unsure about their next meal. Locally, we received the results of this in the much publicized case, case of the squeezy kids in the city. Recent studies have shown that one of the major reasons these kids are risking themselves in traffic is that they need the money to stave off hunger. They don't want to get involved with the drug trade, which is the alternative. And jobs are not readily available to them because they are either too young or not within their immediate surrounds. The needs of humanity do not stop with the long-term poverty issues, for increasingly across the globe are natural disasters. Floods, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, and wildfires are creating humanity to suffer in their wake. The crisis brought about by these disasters calls for immediate and long-term assistance. We can readily identify with this since we see this too frequently in the news. Human suffering knows no bounds and continues to confront us. Throughout history, the church has been involved in meeting the needs of the poor and hungry. By and large, these were local programs and efforts, with some programs reaching across the world through missionary efforts. 25 years ago, the ELCA began to coordinate their efforts with a central fund raising and program approach. The stated purpose was and is by providing immediate relief to those who are hungry, we meet the basic needs and recognize the universal human right to food. But ending hunger is about more than food. By connecting people with the resources they need to produce food and gain access to clean water, education, health care, and sources of income, long-term sustainable change can be accomplished. It is important to note that the World Hunger Program is about more than distributing money. It goes beyond many of the government programs and even to an extent UNICEF, for it doesn't stop with immediate aid in disasters, but remains to help with resources and education in order for the recipients to become self-sufficient. The goal of this program is to overcome the need for continual financial assistance by laying the foundation of having people take control of their own lives and their own destinies. Now, this is a gigantic task, and the ELCA cannot accomplish this alone. It needs the partnership with local and worldwide programs. As the program states, working through ELCA Congregation, Global Companion Churches, the Lutheran World Federation, and other partners like Bread for the World, Church World Service, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, Lutheran World Relief. The ELCA reaches more places more efficiently than we could ever do alone. In addition to funding relief and development projects that assist our sisters and brothers in need, we engage members of the ELCA in education and advocacy to help change the systems that perpetuate poverty. This allows us to have projects in over 60 countries, including the U.S. Much of this help is in the form of grants. Each year, giving to the World Hunger Appeal has increased to the point that last year's receipts amounted to nearly $25 million. This money does not come out of the ECA operating budget, but it is a separate fund. When you consider that this amount is about half of the amount of the operating fund of the entire ELCA, it shows a growing commitment to answer the call of the gospel. You may be interested to know how the program spends its money. 85% of the money goes to the actual program. That is directly into the work in the field of meeting the goals set forth. 15% is allotted for administration and fundraising. This is extremely low for any charitable organization. One of the organizations which received funding from the ELCA Hunger Program is the Lutheran World Relief, which is an international emergency relief program headquartered in Baltimore. Its statistical budget breakdown is very similar to the ELCA Hunger Appeal. 83.5% is for program or disaster assistance. 10.6 is for administrative cost. And 5.9 is for fundraising. This has given the top rating for this group has given the top rating for an international charity. And the rating is 91.07, which is tops of any charitable international organization. In other words, within both programs, an unusually high amount of the dollar given goes for its intended purpose. Internationally, these dollars are spent throughout the world where the need is greatest. We are there at most natural disasters with needed immediate assistance, mainly through Lutheran World Relief. We were there after Cyclone and the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami. We were there after the Bahamas devastating hurricane, and are still there. We are there in South Sudan crisis, the African drought, the Middle East, and Europe. Refugees in crisis through the AMMPAR, AMPOO, Unprotected Migrant and Minors, Long-term assistance through the educational and self-help programs are ongoing in many countries, as well as clean water and sanitation programs. Meeting the challenges of health issues like malaria and HIV/AIDS are also ongoing. Worldwide, the ALC Hunger Appeal and the Good Gifts Program is a part of answering the needs of poverty, hunger, and health issues in over 60 countries. In the United States, we have not only been there with disaster relief, but ongoing poverty and hunger programs. The latter are mainly through grants to local congregations for programs which they administer. These programs vary according to the needs of that area and can range from food banks to soup kitchens. In many instances, local churches have been the source of relief help after natural disasters. Now, again, this year, we will answer the call with our program of the Angel Tree, which we started to celebrate this morning. Although many may wish to ignore the suffering of their fellow human beings, we cannot. We are called to do otherwise. Remember these words. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. This is the hunger program for this year. We, in the past, have led the church nationally in our giving. For we give more per member than any other congregation in the ELCA. We continue. And we continue to answer the need. That is our call. Amen.